Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. You're happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for your mercy and your grace in our lives, Lord. And another wonderful opportunity to come in tonight to worship you in spirit and truth, Lord. And Lord, to receive the word that you've laid on our brother's heart. And Lord, where else would we want to be but here to receive that word, Father? Lord, may each and every one of us search our lives, Lord, as our brother was bringing forth that word today, Lord. And may we come in, Lord, tonight with a clear heart, a clear conscience, laying aside the cares of life, that, Lord, that we could worship you with all our hearts, Lord. And that these songs would not just be words, Lord, but they'd be a reality in our life, that revelation, Lord, in our lives. And we just love and appreciate you, and we just ask, Lord, that you just have your way in the service. We give you all the glory and the honor and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. If you would turn your capstone book over to page 84. The Hallelujah Sigh. Amen. I was sitting there before coming up and looking at the verses of these songs. And truly, it's talking to hear how this ain't no place for gloomy Christians. How we should have excitement in our heart and the joy bells are ringing. Amen. Once a sinner far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. Then he threw his robe around me and he led me to his fold. And I'm living on the Hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the Hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living on the Hallelujah side. Though the world may sweep around me with her dazzle and her dreams, yet I envy not her vanities and pride. For my soul looks up to heaven where the golden sunlight gleams. And I'm living on the Hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the Hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living on the Hallelujah side. Not for earth's golden millions would I leave this precious place, though the tempter to persuade me oft has tried. For I'm safe in God's pavilion, amen, yes, and I'm living on the Hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the Hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. Sun is always shining here, the sky is always bright. 'Tis no place for gloomy Christians to abide. For my soul is filled with music and my heart with amen. Glory, hallelujah, amen. Oh, glory be to Jesus at the Hallelujah's roll. Let me ring my Savior. Praises far and wide, for I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the Hallelujah side. Listen now, and upon the streets of glory when we reach the other shore, and I've safely crossed the Jordan's rolling tide. You will find me shouting glory just outside my mansion door, where I'm living on the Hallelujah side. Amen. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh my. What would be here is what would be there. So if you find us singing and worshiping the Lord now, you're going to find us singing and worshiping the Lord there. Amen. Let's sing that song, He Set Me Free, on page 86. This one. Once like a bird in prison, I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow I fell. But Jesus came and listened, amen. Glory to God, He set me free. He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory now, my Jesus, to see. Glory to God, He set me free. Now I am climbing higher. Seated, and let's try this song, page 102.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hold my hand.
Yes.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sea. And it is the cross of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night, blessed Jesus. Amen. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by the power. Hear my feeble plea, O Lord. Look down on me. Travel in the light divine that I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be holy, thine, and sing redemption songs someday. I will be a soldier brave and true and ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go and day to meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
reach the golden strand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer,
hour, every minute in our life. Amen. Brother Settles, would you come and take the offering tonight? Amen.
Amen. Lord, we do surely appreciate
your grace. Amen.
Father, and how, Lord, we can look at our lives and see the grace, the hand of God guiding us, leading
Amen.
Us. Lord, even to the convicting of us, Father. Lord, putting that desire in our hearts to surrender everything
Amen.
To you.
Hallelujah.
And that in itself, Father, it gives us such a joy to be able to sing these songs of redemption.
Amen.
Father, Lord of the future, where we're going.
Yes,
we're
Amen.
Looking forward to that.
Yes,
day, Lord,
dear Lord.
We go on to be with you.
Amen.
Father, bless this offering, Lord, as we take it up.
Let
it be blessed and give you. Lord, just meet the needs of the people in the building, we ask. Have your way. We ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Let's sing that song, He Lives. It's on page 79 of the capstone. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and He talks with me.
Lives again today because they see the same works that He did being manifested today in this hour. Amen. Does anybody have a need upon your heart by uplifting of your hand you'd like to take before the Lord? Brother Josh, would you take the prayer request?
Lord, listen to thy word.
Yes,
Lord,
dear
listen
Lord.
To what you have for us this night.
seated. Is there anyone that has a special you'd like to sing tonight? All right, let's all stand. And let's sing Only Believe as we ask our brother to bring forth what the Lord's laid upon his heart. May we be all hungry to receive and pulling.
Amen.
Amen. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Heavenly Father, once more, we can truly say it's good to be here. Lord, we just want to come tonight, Lord, and just lay everything else aside and just believe exactly, Lord, what you've got for us. Every word that we read, Lord, just let it be to me according to thy will. And Lord, that somehow, some way, Lord, it would find new ground. Maybe it would have new meaning, Lord. It's scriptures we've read, quotes we've heard many times. But Lord, your word is inspired, and it doesn't matter how many times. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, each time the rain falls or the hot sun shines, that little plant continues to grow, and it finds new growth every time.
Yes.
And Lord, that's what we're asking for tonight, Lord, that you would just take these precious words into our hearts and let it help us to grow, Lord, into the people that you would have us be. And we'll never fail, Lord, to see that you receive the glory and the honor for it. And for Lord, in ourselves, we can do nothing. And we just humbly yield to you, Lord, and ask you to speak to our hearts in the lovely, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
So glad he set me free. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's holding my hand. Amen. And by grace, I know he's going to see me through. Amen. While you're standing, let's turn our Bibles back over to Romans, the 8th chapter. I'm going to reread the scriptures I read last time. May sound, but we're just going to read them again. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of little things, but Romans 8 and 11. Like I said, we probably know it by heart, but amen. I pray that each one of these words becomes more real to us with more of a meaning.
Amen.
And as we read this now, don't think about it as just a scripture, but it's a statement, a true statement. And there wasn't no question about it. God meant just what he said.
Yes,
he said, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
And as our brother put emphasis on it there a couple nights ago, if that spirit dwells.
Yes.
And that's why God has given us this opportunity every time we come. We've got a wonderful opportunity. The word has not left us not knowing what's coming or going. But we know. And God has given us the opportunity to make sure with every service that that if is no longer an if, but the Spirit does dwell within me. And that's what we've got to see in a reality. And young, old, middle-aged, it doesn't matter. And you know, even the young people, as we said here today, and Maybe you're growing up, you're getting a little older, starting to understand some of the things we're going to talk about tonight. We've got to make sure each one of us, it's an individual affair before God. Amen. Don't ride on mommy and daddy's shirt tail. I don't ride on my mommy and daddy's shirt tail. We're not riding on the deacons or the pastor. But each one of us are individuals before God. And we must make sure that I match these scriptures. Amen. I'm going to turn back over to John, the 14th chapter, or 15th chapter rather. Just so this is fresh in our hearts. John, the 15th chapter, John there. We'll just start there at the first verse. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Amen. And oh my, we want to make sure we're seeing fruit. Amen. Amen. How worried we ought to be if we don't see any growth, new growth. The word comes and I see no change. It's time to worry. It's time to take stock and begin to cry out, Lord, why didn't I see a change? Why is this word, maybe my attitude, as the sister sang the song this morning, maybe the word comes and I see my attitude begin to bucket just a little bit. It's time to cry out to God. Don't let it continue. Amen. But Lord, take me in your hands. Amen. He says here, he says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. But every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. Oh my. Might see a little bit of growth, and oh, we're so happy for that. Amen. And then maybe the word comes and just whoop, trims off at the end of the branch. God purging that fruit, making sure that it's going to bring forth more. He purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. And now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And oh my, that word just keeps cleaning us, scourging us. The beating of the gold, amen, to getting all the impurities out of there. Abide in me and I in you as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. And who's he again? The word. Amen. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Amen. And if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire that they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. And so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Amen. Amen. And just keep just that last little bit there. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. And continue ye in my love. Hallelujah. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Amen. And oh my, as I was reminded, I just want to read this quote in Christ is the Mystery of God one more time, just to keep it back in our memory. Speaking of Jesus here, he said, watch here how, here it's beautiful. I don't want you to miss this. Now everybody, you people out on tape and out in the jungles, wherever you are, hear it now and listen. As the Father has sent me, so send I you, Jesus said. Now watch, the Father that sent him went in him to vindicate himself right, for he was the Word. And that same Jesus that sends you goes with you and in you to vindicate the same God. As the Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so I'll send you, and you'll live by me. What is he? He's the Word. You live by the Word. Oh, how I'd like to take a text on that, he said, and preach for the next hour. And oh my, how this begins to gel together. But I want you to look at that union of the Word, the Spirit, God in his fullness, housed in Jesus Christ. Amen. And here we stand today, a part of that. A part of himself that he's placed here in this time. And I want to go here, amen. I'm not going to hold you real long this evening. I just want you to listen to this. This is in the Rising of the Sun, April 18th, 1965. And you know, Brother Branham's dramatizing something here just a little bit for an illustration. But how true it is, and, you know, I could try to dramatize a little bit myself, but we're just going to take it the way God had him bring it. And I just want you to catch the essence of what he was saying, even though we've heard it many times. But just listen here, as I'm going to begin on the bottom of page 14. And he says, but now, for instance, what if we were going to go back to Tucson this afternoon? And each one of us was going to go in a big Cadillac, brand new. And all these seats were made out of doe skin, softest of leather, soft and easy to sit in. And the floorboards were plush, and the steering wheels were nickel-plated and had diamond studs all over it. And the engine was mechanically tested to be exactly the right engine. And the wheels were all had the bearings greased up, and the tires were all puncture-proof and blowout-free. And all had been tested scientifically. And they had been pushed off the assembly line, both of them, and both of them filled up with gasoline. That's the running power, the gasoline, because it is the octane. But now when you're going to start them, although both of them look just alike, there is one of them that don't have any spark or any firing power. And I want you just to listen as he puts it together here. And he says, well, you say the power is in the gasoline, Brother Branham. And he says, but I don't care how much power is in that gasoline, unless there's a spark there to manifest that power, unless there's a power there to confirm that that's gasoline, it might as well just be water. Amen. Amen. We know this is gasoline. Amen. Amen. I want you to take that into consideration. We know this is gasoline. The words we've been hearing. Amen. And you just think of that. You take a 5-gallon bucket of gasoline and you take a match and you drop it in there. We know for a fact that there's going to be a fire. Scientifically, we know that. We don't have to wonder. If we truly know that's gasoline and you drop a match, it's going to ignite. There's no doubt about it. It's going to burn. Amen. But you just listen now as he goes on. No matter, he says, but unless there's a power there to confirm that's gasoline, it might as well just be water. No matter how much theologians claim and how well you got your church set, how much education you've got, and how much like the Bible until that wave sheaf, until the Holy Spirit comes upon that person to quicken that word, that gasoline represents the word. It's the truth. But without the Spirit, it won't move. Without a new birth, it's not going to move, saints. And that's the reality we've got to see. If my wheels aren't turning, then there's something that's lacking that's causing that not to happen. Because we know for a fact, as I said, you've got to keep it in mind. If the Spirit of Him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken. It will.
Amen.
Just as much as we know, you drop a match in gasoline, it's going to burn.
Yes,
it is. And that's the truth. It's just see it the way that it is. And it's simplicity of what God written down for us. And he says, no matter, until the gasoline represents the word, it's the truth, but without the Spirit, it won't move. We have put too much stress on the mechanics and nothing on the dynamics. Now, Brother Branham was speaking this years ago, but I think by God's grace, we can sit here today and say that God, since we've gathered in this little building, has put the stress on both the mechanics and the dynamics.
Amen.
That one's no good without the other. I believe God has been faithful to bring that back time and time again, to give us an opportunity to realize that. Amen. He says, we have too much stress on the mechanics and nothing on the dynamics. It needs the dynamic power of God, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ upon the church to manifest and to bring to pass that this is gasoline. It might be in a gasoline can. It could still be water, see? But the only proof of it is to put the life on it, and it'll prove whether it's gasoline or not. And when you try to put the Holy Spirit in a denomination, you're as much as trying, you can't get a sputter. You'll ruin your engine by getting it full of carbon. But oh, I'm so glad that there's a 10,000 octane power, the Word of God, and a Holy Ghost to light it up, to resurrect the power of God into a man's life or woman's life, or into a church that shoved that Cadillac down the road out yonder under the dynamic power of the Holy Ghost, which came back and was waved over the people at the day of Pentecost, making him the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And we got to remember that if that branch, that vine, ever puts forth another branch, they'll write another book of Acts behind it.
Amen.
The Acts of the Holy Spirit.
Glory.
Not the acts of human flesh and carnal minds,
Amen.
But the acts of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And how we can see this as blooming into that, what God is doing through his bride.
Hallelujah.
There was the first sheep come upon through all the prophets, which was the Son of God, the King of all prophets. There's been churches, brides. But there's got to come one, hallelujah, that has come to a real bride, there must come one that's not only got the mechanics, but the dynamics that'll make the church live and move in the power of his resurrection. And until we come to that place, until we find that place, what good does it do to polish the hubs? And what good does it do to give her a facelift or a Simonized job when there's no dynamics in it? No matter how much the mechanics prove to be right, there's got to be a dynamics to make it work. Amen. And I want you to think of that, even you young people. Maybe our, as parents, we're, I'm raising my children. And I've done the best I can to teach them what's right. And they might be here and be well learned. Well, I know what Brother Branham said. And you know, I see many people today that was raised in this message that can tell you, well, I know what Brother Branham said. I know what that Bible says. But there's no spark down in there to make what they know live.
Amen.
And it doesn't bring forth fruit to prove that he's alive. Amen. And that's why we must not rest upon our knowledge of what we know of this word. I know what he said. I know what that Bible said. Maybe we can quote it, but we can't rely upon that. The only thing we can rely upon is the manifestation coming out of this body that's making every word live. Amen. Bringing it right down the line, 100%. Putting it in action that we can see it moving and living. And on that note here in Satan's Eden, listen how Brother Branham said it here. And I was just thinking about it this morning. This is on page 15 in Satan's Eden, August 29th, 1965. But these signs, let's see, maybe about 96. When by scientific knowledge you can make an understanding gospel, that he that believeth on Jesus Christ shall not be condemned, see? But these signs shall follow them that believe. See, he fails to put that in there. He was talking about a big church and a pastor he went to, and the man preached a wonderful sermon, and a woman wanted to receive Christ. She just raised up her hand. He said, you received Christ, and got her ready for baptism, and away he went. And that led him to say this. He said, but these signs shall follow them that believe. He failed to put that in there. See, she believed on Jesus Christ. She is saved. If these signs follow that believer.
Yeah.
We're not talking about almighty laying on of hands. We're talking about the life, the actions.
Amen.
The signs of a true Christ-filled life.
Amen.
Following that believer.
Hallelujah.
And he says here, and he that heareth my word, not just makes out, not hear it with his ears, but understands it. Anybody can hear it. A prostitute can hear it and remain a prostitute.
Yes,
and a drunkard can hear it and remain a drunkard. A liar can hear it, still remain a liar. Now, those seem like great big things, but let's bring it down to our setting here as individuals. The word comes, a busybody can hear it and still remain a busybody.
Yes, that's right.
A woman that won't respect her husband can hear it and still won't respect her husband.
Amen.
A man who should love his wife can hear it and he still won't love his wife.
Amen.
A parent can hear that they should correct their children and still not correct their children. The word should bring life as it comes. There is a spirit and it is life. It will quicken these mortal bodies.
Amen.
The body will quickly come subject to that word, as he said. And who is this Melchizedek?
Hallelujah.
If that seed of God's laying down on the inside.
Amen.
If there's gasoline laying down on in there. And the Holy Ghost falls and kills out that old nature. And that Holy Ghost fire is placed in there. It will create a combustion that will bring forth actions.
Yes.
That Jesus Christ is alive and living.
Amen.
Today through our bodies.
Amen.
We don't have to ask. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to, maybe, as there's a little song I used to sing and play on my guitar. You won't have to ask nobody. You'll feel it in your soul.
Amen.
And there's a true, genuine feeling that comes with knowing that you've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and Jesus Christ is living in your temple. It don't mean you might not make a mistake and get caught in a trap. But there will be a desire to overcome that thing, as our brother even spoke this morning. You'll see that life pushing that away, getting rid of it, not continuing on in the same person 10 years later, a year later, even 3 weeks later.
Right.
There's an overcoming power.
Amen.
That's taken place in that life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
As he says here, he says, he that understandeth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. And no man can do that except God foreordained him. And Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him. And all the Father has given me will come to me. Amen. It's all in the sovereignty and the foreknowledge of God. He lives alone, and there's nobody who tells him what to do.
Amen.
Amen. God is watching over his own. But that's why we've come here. Each one of us, and that's why I say even you young people, don't get confident. I know what the word said because mommy and daddy's told me. It's got to be a life that's lived through you the same as it's lived through me.
Yes, it does.
You know, and that's the same way. as we come here and our pastor is almost like a parent. And he can tell us what the word says. And underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit, he's bringing the word that God has laid upon his heart. But we can be like a child. We can sit there with our ears closed and our arms crossed. I'm not accepting that. I don't believe that's his opinion. Or we can truly begin to cry out, Lord, you make it real to me. And it's the same way, saints. God's got to make it real. The spark's got to come from him. Nobody else can put the spark in there. Oh my, Brother Branham goes on to explain it here. Let's go back over here now. In the rising of the sun, he said, that's what he said, dynamic, no matter how much the mechanics prove to be right, there's got to be dynamics to make it work. And that's what he proved, hallelujah. That's what Easter proved. He wasn't only the Word, but he was God himself, the dynamics in the Word that made the body of Jesus Christ cold, stiff, dead in the grave, shaken to life and rise again. Oh my, that was a natural body that was shook back into life. Yes. But the same it is with the spiritual life in Jesus Christ. Dead and cold and dead works. Amen. Our lives unpleasing to Jesus Christ. We were alienated from God. But oh my, but God rich in mercy. Oh my, by his grace you are saved. Amen. He said, cold, stiff in the grave, shaken to life and rise again. Roll away the stone. I am he that was dead. So dead till the sun said he was dead. Moon said he was dead. The stars said he was dead. All nature said he was dead. And the whole world has to recognize that he's alive again. He's not only the mechanics, God's word. He was the dynamics to prove it. Yes. And as he being the groom, the bride has to come forth because it's part of him. And it can only be the manifestation of the fulfilling of all the revelations any others have spoke of that bride. It can only manifest. If it does something different from the groom, it isn't the bride, because she is flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, life of his life, power of his power. She is in him as a man and a woman are one, and the woman taken from his side, she in taking a spirit, the feminine spirit from him, the flesh from his side, made both mechanics and dynamics, the wife, the spirit of him and the flesh of him, put it together and made the mechanics and dynamics until the church or the people, all these Easter bunny ceremonies, big churches, finally will pass away. But until the church becomes both the dynamics, and he's not talking about this building or somebody else's building. He's talking about the church, the called out ones. So it's the power of God moving in their life in the fullness of both the Spirit and the Word together, and there are one. Amen. Until the church becomes both dynamics and mechanics, the Spirit of God that moved him to do the things that he did, if he hit on 16 cylinders, so will the bride. For he said in John 14:12, he that believeth on me, and the works that I do shall he do also. And I'll give him a charge of my dynamics and his mechanics that the world will not be able to withstand. And I'll raise him up again at the last day. That's the Easter message, the dynamics and the mechanics together. The mechanics without the dynamics, no good. Neither is the dynamics without the mechanics. You can scream, shout, jump up and down all you want to. Amen. The Spirit falls on the just and the unjust. Yes, amen. Amen. The Word just gels together. If you watch everything, God didn't leave it any place out of place. You can scream, shout, jump up and down all you want and deny this word. It won't do you any good. You're just cranking around the pistons. You got a little spark on the outward flesh, but no gasoline to fire it by. And it'll only work as they come together. So one will set still and the other one will go up. The only things there is to it, yes, they both might look alike. And both claim to be churches. Both claim to be bride. But the one has the mechanics and the dynamics. And it brings to pass what he said is the truth. It just won't move. No matter how good the mechanics is, no matter how much of this you've got, and can say you understand and know, it just won't move. No matter how good the mechanics is until the dynamics come. When the dynamics come, that fire is made to connect with that octane in the gasoline. And when that explodes, it causes a combustion. And that combustion moves every motion, every move, for he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the resurrection. That's the real power of God, mechanics Amen. With the dynamics. Notice, it's the Spirit that quickens. It's the spark that fires. It's not the gas that fires. It's the spark that fires the gas. Amen. And you can do nothing without me. But with me, you can do all things. As he is the Word, it's the Father living. The Father sent me, so I send you. And as the Father has fired me and pushed me into everything, I do only that which is pleasing to God. Now as he sent me, so send I you with the same mechanics. And it takes the same dynamics to operate.
And these signs shall follow them that claim to have the mechanics. The dynamics will take place. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. Hallelujah. Part of that lays within me. Amen. Lays within you. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Maybe we don't see the spark that we want to see in our lives. Cry out to God. Because no man can come to him unless the Father draw him. And he will know why he's cast him out. And oh my, there might be a drawing. Maybe you haven't reached the stature of what you want to see. Cry out to God. There is a reality to it. Amen. It's good to know all of this. It's good. We should be reading it, studying it. But don't make it a textbook religion. But oh my, let God put the life in it. Amen. And it'll bring forth a life like no other. Amen. See here, he says, the dynamics will take its place. Paul said the gospel came not to us, not only in word only, through gasoline only, but through spark also. To make it move, there you are. It came to us in that manner. It's the same spirit that raised him up, that quickened the true believer to eternal life. Now remember, potentially, now watch, we're getting out of time here. The same spirit, Romans 8:1, as we read when we started. Now let's just read that again, Romans 8:1, and we'll see what it says. In Romans 8:11, rather, if the Spirit of Him, of God, the Holy Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you, now there you are. If the bridegroom's Spirit dwells in the bride, but when God made His first bridegroom, He made the bridegroom first, and He was both man and woman. Amen. Yeah. Just think, even the natural illustration our brother brought back a couple services ago about a husband and wife in the natural. Look how God, it just gels right into the word of what it's got to be today. When God made his first bridegroom, he made the bridegroom first. He was both man and woman in spirit. Formed him in the dust of the earth to make him material. And notice when he made Eve from Adam, he took not another piece of clay. Amen. Yeah. Just think of that. Amen.
Oh, yes.
When he made Eve, he didn't take another piece of clay. He took from the same piece of clay. The same word for Adam was a spoken word. See, he took from him. And then taking, he had masculine and feminine spirit, and he took that feminine spirit away from Adam and placed it in Eve. So it's still part of Adam's spirit. It's Amen. Adam's flesh. And then it was Adam's spirit, the dynamic that quickened the mechanic of his body. So the bride must also be flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone. That's how this mortal flesh Amen. Is going to become his flesh. We'll get to it in a minute, he says. But what is this great transformation? And he reads again, if the Spirit of God that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And oh my, what's laying within me, he didn't form it from another piece of clay, but he took from himself. Amen. Hallelujah. The same word, the same Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Oh my, it's dwelling within me. Amen. And it's more. He is more than greater than all this world, and it's in it. Amen. Amen. He's greater than any circumstance in life.
Amen.
Oh my, he is that great overcoming, the first and the last. It's I am that I am.
Amen.
Oh my, you sisters can come to the instruments. But oh my, I just want to put you in remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That we must be both.
Yes.
The mechanics and the dynamics.
Yes.
The Spirit and the Word together.
Hallelujah.
Will bring forth the promise and vindicate it and manifest Amen. It right down the line. For he was both. Amen. And oh my, all that God was, he poured into Christ. And all that Christ was, he poured into the church. Amen. How we ought to be so thankful that God is even now trimming our lamps, purging us, watching over us. Get rid of this. Don't get into that. Stay away from that. Oh my, saints, how we need him. Amen. You know, it's everything in life. And as we were talking about the children, We raise them, you shouldn't drive fast. You shouldn't do this, and you shouldn't do that. But without God placing that desire in there, I was a child. I know my dad never drove fast. He tried to raise me right, and he told me, don't you drive like that. You ever get a speeding ticket, I'll take your driver's license. He done all he could because I was under his roof. But you know that he couldn't change my desire. And down in there, oh my, when dad wasn't watching, where was Tim? Out driving fast on the roads. Flying around curves, doing things he shouldn't have been doing. But God changed the desire, and you don't have to worry about that anymore. And that's the same way for each one of us. There is a place. Mom and dads are trying to raise us right. I'm trying to raise my kids. Each one of you young people sitting here, your parents are looking out for you. They're doing the best they can, trying to guide your footsteps. But you need Jesus Christ the same as I do, same as they do. And oh my, you watch God put it into action. God needs young people. He needs young people to be able to prove that he's alive.
Amen.
Young people that can walk through this world and all of the wickedness and still hold their head up and be a Christian.
Yes, amen.
He needs old people that can walk through this world and show that Christ is alive in their life.
Amen.
Maybe their body's racked with pain. Maybe the old age is really rough. But they can still say, let me tell you what God's done for me today.
Amen.
There's a joy still burning in their heart eyes. Enjoy the Lord. Middle-aged, as we go to our jobs and we're doing different things, we're still there expressing Christ to a nation.
Amen.
Amen. That he's alive. We're not expressing it, but
Amen.
He'll be expressing it through us.
Yes, amen.
Amen. But oh my.
Glory to God.
Oh, when your life looks like it's just falling into shambles.
Amen.
Sometimes, and maybe you think, maybe you just go to God in prayer and say, Lord,
yes.
I need that stronger portion. Amen. Give me a double portion, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, pour it on. Amen. Fill me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. I love him. Do you love him?
Yes.
Amen. Just a few words of exhortation. A lot of reading. But I pray that it'll strike our hearts. And each one of us. Amen. As our brother was bringing things this morning. And we look and see all of the things Satan has to offer. And all of the things that lays around us. God is more. He is greater. Than all of these things. But oh my, you know, tempt not the Lord thy God. And remember that. Amen. And why would we want to see how close we can get to the world? Each one of us may have checking up to do. Places to weigh and say, Lord, what have I slacked off here? Have I slacked off there? But that's why God's coming. The word comes. Gives us that opportunity. And by God's grace, if you can see that spirit within you. Oh, my rejuvenated. Lord, I'm cutting that aside. This is going to change. That's going to go. Don't care about this, and I don't care about that. But, oh, my, you can see that work, and then you know there's a spirit that's dwelling in you. Oh, my, when you see that happening, you know. Burn this body. Do what you want with this body. I know it's going to rise again. Amen. I know I'm going to walk those streets of gold. Upon the streets of glory, you will find me. Oh, my. Amen. Just think of what God's doing for us.
Yes.
And the freedom of being in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The liberty that comes with serving him. Oh my, I do every day what I want to do. Serve him.
Amen.
Amen. I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret. But I just, Lord, continue to have your way in my life, Lord. And mold me. Yield. Let me yield greater to you, Lord, that you would have your full preeminence.
Yes.
And that would be exactly what you would have me be. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Amen. Hallelujah. Any little course upon someone's heart? Amen. I got a lot of them running through my mind. Oh, my. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing that little course. It's on page 60. Amen. As our brother comes. And I think it's in the capstone book. I've been changed. Amen. And, you know, I pray each one of us can sing that and really, really mean it. But if you can't, there's time. Cry out to God that that song becomes a reality in your life. Amen. You know, that's what we're here for. God's still moving. God's still here to prove every word. And maybe that you've had something in your life you've struggled with for years that you know you're struggling with. Be honest with yourself and be honest with God. You don't have to tell me about it. You don't have to tell nobody else about it. But take it to God in prayer. If you need help, you see something you just are struggling, battling with, go to God. He's the only one that can fix it. But he can do it. And when he does, oh my, you can sing this song. Amen. With a reality. Hallelujah. Well, I've been to the river and I've been baptized. I've been washed in that blood of the Lamb. I've been changed from that creature that once I was, and redeemed is now my name. Jesus.
that once held me where I was bound, I now am free. Amen. I've been chained. I am newborn now. All my life has been rearranged. What a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, I've been changed. Oh, I've been changed. I am newborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, glory. What a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, I've been changed.
Amen. Glory. You know, Brother Timothy talking about the young people there. I remember when I was young. And I remember, of course, I've told you before, different events and things taking place in my heart, my life. But it's for what God called me to do. But the thing is, still, I remember that time of I knew what the Word said. And I knew still yet times I would do things and I'd know that Word said no. Excuse me. And I remember it would bother me so. It would just tear the heart out of me that I would try to do it. I'd try to do what was right. And yet, still, wrong was present. I tried. And the thing is, but yet, as I said, in the back of my mind, I knew I should not do that. But oh, how I'm so thankful for the day that God made a way that it happened, that He lived it through and for me. I was so thankful for that day. It was such a beautiful hour, a beautiful time to know that the Lord Jesus Christ made that happen in my life. And you know, like I said, in these young people, they may think, oh, you know, it's maybe not worth it. Maybe there's no reason to even give my heart to the Lord. Maybe after I get done living at mom and dad's house, I'll just move out on my own. I'm going to tell you what, the words you know in this day, you will never be happy. There's only one way you'll have that joy of your salvation. That's the Lord Jesus Christ fill you and empower you with His Holy Spirit. Amen. Then that change will begin to take place. You'll begin to overcome. Oh, you won't be a superhero overnight, a super Christian overnight, as to say that everything is overcome. As you then receive the Word, you'll become the Word. Because the revelation will come from the Word as you receive it then. And you'll see your whole life begin to change more and more all the time. Sure, there's that first initial change where it's a desire change. Amen. The whole desire is turned around from what it used to be. But oh, what a beautiful time that is. And Lord, you see, it's worth it all to be His child. So serve Him through. I don't care how many miles it is. It's worth it all. You'll never be sorry. Amen. You'll be so glad that you gave your heart to the Lord and surrendered to that little call down on the inside. If there's a little deep call into the deep, always remember what Brother Branham said. There's something to respond to that call that's on the inside. And oh my, just yield to it. Say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Take me, Lord. Send me whatever you want to do. Fill me with thy precious Holy Spirit. Oh, my, and I'm sure if you just surrender, if that call's on the inside, you surrender, God will fill you. Remember His promise, and it's as true can be. That's right. Repent. Be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And ye shall receive, that's the Lord Jesus Christ promising you that, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This promise is unto you and to your children and them that are far off, as many as the Lord thy God shall call. Hallelujah. Oh, my, and He's still in the calling business. Amen. Praise His holy name. I love Him. Don't you? Amen. Praise God. He's just so wonderful. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, how we truly appreciate You so very much, Lord. And so thankful for these precious words that we've been able to receive again, Lord, and hear and by faith understand. Lord, how it just keeps stirring us on the inside every time we hear it, regardless how many times we hear it. Lord, it just seems so fresh and so glorious. Lord, it's so wonderful. And Father, I just pray that it's truly the burden of many of our hearts here to see these young people completely filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I still pray for them. Pray for them many times, Lord. Father, I just ask you to just give them a little special blessing. Oh, God, may you fill them with your Holy Spirit. Take their lives completely over. Lord, let them see what it is to have that desire change completely. Lord, that they'll have that leadership of the Holy Spirit in their life, controlling them, guiding them, and be their true leadership the remainder of their days, Lord. Father, may you bless them now and lead us and guide us, Lord, in all truth and righteousness. Bless each one that's here, Lord, every one of us. Keep us in thy care, O God, and keep us to a place, Lord, by desire, that we could keep thy word always before us, that we sin not against thee, O God. Bless us now, we pray. In your holy, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, I love him. He's just so sweet. There's not a sweeter name than the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I think there was a little song in there on that. Sweeter. Yes, that's it. Amen. Let's sing that before we leave.
Jesus is the sweetest.